Hello, family. Welcome back to Bible Study with Chris J. This episode, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. This is for anyone who feels spiritually tired. You love God, and you're trying to stay faithful. But somewhere along the way, you feel your fire feels dimmer. The joy feels smaller. You're running, but it feels like you're running on empty. If that's you, yeah, and me, you're not alone. You're not broken beyond repair. Today we're talking about overcoming spiritual burnout and how Jesus invites us to something deeper: rest, renewal, and real relationship. Let's walk through this together. But first, what is spiritual burnout? Well, spiritual burnout isn't just being physically tired, it's soul tired. Signs you might be spiritually burned out: well, first, you feel disconnected from God, even though you're still trying to do the right things. Second, Bible reading and prayer feel like chores instead of connection points. And we've all been there. We do our checklist every day. You feel guilty for being exhausted, thinking you should be stronger physically than what you are. Next, you're serving others, but feeling dry inside yourself. Your heart feels numb where it used to feel passion. Spiritual burnout happens when we live for God without living with God. We're carrying burdens He never meant for us to carry alone. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now notice, the invitation isn't to do more. Invitation is to come closer. Now, how does spiritual burnout happen? Well, let's talk about that too. First, serving without refilling. And we're all guilty of this. I give you couple thousand examples. Giving out constantly without letting God pour back in. Example, Martha in Luke 10, 38-42, busy serving, missing the chance to sit with Jesus. Second, performance Christianity. Feel like God's approval depends on your effort instead of His grace. Next, working for acceptance, not from acceptance. We all try to be accepted by each other, but we forget we've already been accepted by God. Three, carrying false burdens, trying to fix everything and everyone. Next, forgetting that God is the Savior, not us. We can't save everybody. That's God's job. Four, neglecting true rest. Ignoring God's command for Sabbath and soul care. Burning out because we live like it all depends on us, and it don't. Exodus 20, 8 through 10 reminds us, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. On it, you shall not do any work." Sabbath isn't weakness, it's wisdom. What God offers instead, soul restoration. Psalm 23, 1-3 gives us a promise. "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters, and He refreshes my soul." Now here's some truths about that. God doesn't just command us to rest, He leads us to rest. He restores what life and spiritually striving have drained. When we're burnt out, God doesn't shame us. He shepherds us back to still waters. Here's a couple of steps to overcome spiritual burnout. One, return to real relationships, not just a routine. Strip back the checklist. Sit with God honestly. Even if it's messy, he don't care about your words. He already knows it anyway. You don't have to be perfect, just talk to him. Psalm 62:8 says, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Second, rest without guilt. God is honored when you rest. Rest isn't quitting your calling, it's preparing you to carry it with him. Third, release the weight that isn't yours. 1 Peter 5:7 reminds us, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Some of the things exhausting you aren't yours to carry. Fourth, remember who you are and whose you are. You are a beloved child, not an employee earning approval. Romans 8:15 says, the spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. You don't work for God's love, you work from it. Fifth, receive fresh grace every day. Lamentations 3:22-23 promises, his mercies are new every morning. You don't have to carry yesterday's burdens, yesterday's failures, into today's faith. Now, here are some questions you can write down in your journal or pray over. These are ones I do myself. Where am I running on empty right now? Where have I been performing for God instead of abiding with him? What is one burden today I need to lay down at Jesus' feet? What will it look like for me to rest and reconnect with God this week? Now, I'll encourage you a little bit here. If you're feeling burnout today, hear this. You're not failing, you're not forgotten, and you're definitely not finished. God is inviting you to stop striving and start resting again in his love. He sees you and he's proud of you, even when you feel tired, and he's ready to restore your soul. Let's pray. Father, you see the weariness we sometimes hide from the world. You know we're running on empty when the fire feels dim and the passion feels distant. Thank you that you don't meet us with shame. You meet us with grace. Teach us to come back to you, not with polished performances, but with real hearts. Teach us to rest without guilt, to receive without earning, and to walk with you instead of just working for you. Restore the places in us that feel dry. Refresh the places that feel numb. Fill us again, not with busyness, but with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. This message touched you today. If it helped you in any way, share it with somebody. We all know that somebody out there is carrying that burden just as we are. We all feel spiritually and physically burnt out. So share it with somebody. Leave your comments down below and your prayer request, and I'll try to answer them. Thank you. God bless. And I appreciate you joining me today on this episode.